Boy, I can just keep singing that last song. He makes all things work together for our good, and he does, you guys. I am a testimony to that. My name is Tara, and I'm from Calvary Chapel of Baltimore, and I started to kind of put the years down, and I started going to the pastor's wife's conferences in California about 28 years ago. And I have to tell you, every single year I have ever gone to a pastor's wives conference, whether on the West Coast or East Coast, I have come here with a lot of burdens and a lot of heartache and a lot of heaviness. And God allowed that because he knew that this is where we can like let it out. and I remember when I started as a new pastor's wife, going out to and here listening to Kay, she would always get me to finally all these burdens to give them to the Lord and to get my eyes on God, that eternal perspective that God is sovereign and he works all things out for good. And it's so easy for us to stay in this world. And Kay, a quote that she had is, your eternal perspective is powerful. It can greatly change your life. The definition of eternal perspective is that God is on the throne. And I just really wanted to encourage you, because it is a discipline of our minds, really, to know that every single minute, every single day, every single trial, that God is on the throne and he is sovereign. And I, one time through my Christian life, I did a study on the sovereignty of God, and it is a great study to do because it helps get your eyes off of what you are seeing. And so that's what I have learned so much from Kay constantly, and I loved your message, Gail, on the deeper place. It's a deeper place, really, keeping our eyes on God, not on this earth. One of the things about a year and a half, those of you I know, about a year and a half ago, I lost my daughter after 18 years of heroin addiction. And that was 18 years of coming to these conferences, leaving here with that eternal perspective. God, you have a plan, you have a purpose, and I have just got to trust you. I cannot look at the things that are unseen. 2 Corinthians 4, 7-8 says, so we don't lose heart. We fix our eyes on not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. So we lose heart when we look at what we see in front of us. And that is another reason why God says, get your eyes up. Put our little story in God's big story. After my daughter died, I got a lot of attacks from different family members, different people, that you should have done this or you should have done that, and it really put me in a spiral, because I've had a lot of trials over all of my life since I was a little child, and that was just the last nail in the coffin. I was like, God, I couldn't even get off the couch probably like for 3 months almost. I mean, I was just in such despair. I remember when I couldn't even read, I couldn't pray, I was just like, oh, it just hit me. It was like that last straw. And God did something to me at that time that has changed my life. He showed me the world. He showed me the persecuted Christians. He showed me these girls that are being tortured and raped and enslaved, and it changed my life. I started praying for them. I started praying for their souls, their families, these girls, and it got my eyes off myself and got my eyes on what I got saved was the Great Commission, and that is to make disciples of all nations, all tribes, of all people groups. And now no longer was this story, my life story, about just little me. It was about the world. It was about God's heart, and that's about winning souls. And I know that is probably why every single one of us accepted this call of God in our life, is, God, I want you to use me for your purpose to win all people to you and to make your name great. And that is our call. And you know what, guys, when we get our eyes on that call, on that Great Commission, on those souls that have never even heard, our job is just to tell them, God's job is just to let it be. He'll do the work. It changes your life. my life is changed. I mean, I am like, the joy. If you don't have joy, start doing the Great Commission. And so that is my encouragement to you, no matter what you've gone through. God has called us. It's like, God, yes, I'm telling you right now, my life, I have a ton of trials right now. My life is a mess if I wanted to look at my life right now. But I'm not looking at my life. I'm looking at God, and I'm looking at the sovereignty, and I'm looking at we are in the end times. I wrote down my favorite passage really is in Matthew 24, and it says, we are in birth pains, and we know that. We are in the time of deception, wars, nations are raging, famines, earthquakes, tribulations, hatred, betrayal. We are in a time, and the love of most are growing cold, so we should not be surprised what is happening to us. God says, do not be surprised, so we are not to be surprised. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and that is our thing right now. God says, you know what, this world, we don't know what's going to happen. Let it go. You know, we don't need to get greater things and bigger places and better things. We are here to lay our lives down, and we're living for the kingdom. And so I challenge you, you go and make disciples in your neighborhood, in your homes, in your grocery stores. Oh, I walk into Wegmans and I'm smiling at everybody. Who can I mean, there are food. It fills you up. And so God bless you guys, and just really go forward in the Lord, and know no weapons formed against you will prosper, and all things work together in your life, in our life. And we might not see it here, but we know. So fight against unbelief. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.